Tonight, we point with pride to a triumph of the art, the Dashiell Hammett classic, The Maltese Falcon, brought to us by the KPIP Players. The Warner Brothers screenplay was masterfully written and directed by John Huston, who comes by his talent naturally because he's Walter Huston's son. For the next hour, we'll follow the eerie trail of this fabulous falcon, which is coveted by many people, to their great ill fortune and to the great ill health of a few. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the city of San Francisco lies sleeping under a blanket of fog. Along a busy street, a man walks slowly, his footsteps ringing hollowly against the wet pavement. He passes a deserted alley and stops. The man turns and peers for a long time into the shadows. Suddenly, one of the shadows moves. The man stumbles backward, his hands reaching out to shield his body. Oh!
All right, Spade. Open up. We know you're in there. Spade! Come on!
Who is it?
Dundee and Paul House. Want to speak to you.
Come in, Lieutenant. Nice time to make a call.
Yeah.
4 in the morning. Or did your watch stop?
Oh, we don't have any hours on the force, Spade. Got a couple of questions to ask you.
Sure. Hiya, Tom.
Hello, Sam.
What do you know about this killing, Spade?
Very little.
Archer was your partner, wasn't he?
That's right.
Spade and Archer, private detectives. I guess you'll have to change that name.
Yeah? From now on, it's just Sam Spade.
Yeah.
You don't seem very broken up over this, Spade. Miles Archer gets shot dead 2 hours ago, and you toss it off like a scotch and soda.
Oh, excuse me. Will you have one, Lieutenant?
No, I won't.
Okay. Mind if I have one, Lieutenant?
No.
You don't like me, do you, Dundee?
I don't like any cops who aren't on the force. I ask you what you knew about Miles Archer getting killed.
Well, once again, very little. Your boys called me at 2:10. I understand they found a Webley automatic in the alley with one bullet out of it.
Yeah. Was Archer out on a job last night?
Well, sure. He was supposed to be tailing a fellow named Floyd Thursby.
Thursby? What for? Come on, Spade, what for?
We were trying to find out where he lived.
Spade, suppose you answer once without thinking so hard.
I don't like this, Dundee. What are you sucking around for? Tell me or get out.
I ask you why you were tailing Thursby.
I wasn't. Miles was, for the swell reason that we had a client who was paying good United States money to have him tailed.
Who's the client?
Well, I'm sorry, I can't tell you that.
Be reasonable, Sam. Give us a chance. How are we going to turn up anything on Miles killing if you don't give us what you got?
Okay. It was a girl who wanted us to tail Thursby.
What girl?
She came into the office yesterday afternoon. I didn't know who she was. Effie announced her about 3 o'clock. Said there was a girl to see me. A girl named Wonderly.
There's a girl here to see you, Mr. Spade. She says her name's Wonderly.
What is she, Effie? A customer?
I guess so. You'll want to see her anyway, Mr. Spade. She's a knockout.
Well, shoo her in, Effie, darling.
Will you come in, Miss Wonderly?
Thank you. Mr. Spade?
Yeah, that's right. What can I do for you, Miss Wonderly?
Well, I don't know where to start. I asked at the hotel for the name of a reliable private detective. And they mentioned yours.
I see. Well now, suppose you tell me about it from the very beginning.
Well, I'm from New York. I've come here to find my sister.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you sure she's in San Francisco?
Well, she was 2 weeks ago. I have a letter from her. She came here with a man named Thursby. Floyd Thursby.
You mean she ran away with him?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Spade, I've got to find her. Mother and father are in Honolulu, and it would kill them. I've got to get her back before they come home.
Well, what did she say in the letter?
Nothing, except that she was all right. I sent her a note begging her not to do anything foolish. I sent it to General Delivery. I told her I was coming out to get her. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Well, it's not always easy to know what to do. You haven't found her?
No. No, I told her I'd be at the St. Mark for her to meet me there. But I've waited 3 whole days. She didn't come. Didn't even send a message.
Well, go on.
Oh, it was horrible. Waiting. Yesterday afternoon I went to the post office. Corinne didn't come for her mail, but Floyd Thursby did.
Well, did you speak to him?
Yes. He wouldn't tell me where Corinne was, but he promised to bring her to the hotel this evening.
Hiya, Sam. Say, I, Oh, excuse me.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right, Miles. Miss Wonderly, this is Mr. Archer, my partner.
Well, how do you do?
Mr. Archer.
Anything I can do, Sam?
Well, Miss Wonderly's sister ran away from New York with a fellow named Thursby. Miss Wonderly has seen Thursby and has a date with him tonight at the St. Mark. Maybe he'll bring the sister with him, but the chances are he won't. Miss Wonderly wants us to find the sister and get her away from him and back home, right?
Yes, but I want you to know that he's a dangerous man. I don't think he'd stop at anything. I don't believe he'd hesitate to kill Corinne if he thought it would save him.
What time is he coming to see you?
Between 8 and 10.
All right, Miss Wonderly. We'll have a man there.
Oh, no, Sam. This is too important for that. I'll look after it myself, Miss Wonderly.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all.
Oh, here. I've got some money. Will $200 be enough?
Well, to begin with, yes. By the way, it would help some if you'd meet Thursby in the lobby.
Oh, I will.
You don't have to look for me, Miss Wonderly. I'll see you, all right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Wonderly. See you tonight.
Yes, goodbye.
Well, Miles, what do you think of her?
Well, you saw her first, Sam, but I spoke first.
I wasn't talking about her figure. What about her story?
Huh? Oh, what about it?
Well, you've got a great brain, Miles. Yes, you have.
So, Miles went out to tell Thursby last night.
Yeah?
And Thursby shot him. Is that what you think?
No, that's what you think, Dundee. I don't
know. Tom, get on the phone. Call the St. Mark and ask for a girl named Wonderly.
I thought of that myself, Lieutenant. She was never registered. The whole story's probably a fake.
Oh, was it? How about yours, Mr. Spade?
Tom, what's your boyfriend getting at here?
I'll tell you what I'm getting at. Floyd Thursby was shot down in front of his hotel an hour ago.
Take your paws off.
Easy, boss. Don't rough him up.
Where were you tonight, Spade?
I was right here, all night long.
Got any proof?
No. So you think I shot Thursby, huh?
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, I know where I stand now. Did Thursby die?
Yes.
How did I kill him? I forget.
He was shot 3 times in the back with a .44.
Hotel people know anything?
Nothing, except he'd been there a week.
Alone?
Alone.
Well, did you find out who he was? What his game was?
Nope. We thought you could tell us that.
I've never seen Thursby dead or alive.
Now look, Spade. If you did get Thursby, you'll get a square deal and most of the breaks. Don't know that I'd blame you a lot. That man had killed your partner, but that wouldn't keep me from nailing
you. Fair enough. But I'd feel better about it if you'd have a drink with me. No?
No.
Well, good night, gentlemen. I'm tired. Hello? Yes. Oh, hello, Miss Wonderly. Where are you? What? Oh, Coronet Apartments, 101? Huh. I'll be there in a few minutes. Oh, by the way, what's your name this morning? Miss LeBlanc? Okay, Miss LeBlanc.
Miss Mr. Spade, I have a terrible confession to make.
Yeah? Well, go ahead, Miss LeBlanc.
Well, that story I told you yesterday was all a story.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't believe your story anyhow. I believed your $200.
Oh?
You paid too much for someone who was telling the truth.
Oh, I see.
Now, let's clear one thing up first, Miss LeBlanc.
What?
Your name. Now, what is it? Not LeBlanc.
No, it's really O'Shaughnessy.
First name?
Bridget.
Bridget O'Shaughnessy. Well, that's one I can believe.
Mr. Spade, tell me, am I to blame for last night?
Well, you warned us that Thursby was dangerous. I wouldn't say it was your fault.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Archer was so alive yesterday. So solid, so hearty.
Oh, stop it. He knew what he was doing. Those are the chances we take. Anyway, there's no time for worrying about that. Right now, there's a flock of cops running around with their noses to the ground.
Mr. Spade, do they know about me?
Well, so far all they know is that there's a girl somewhere.
But must they know about me at all, Mr. Spade? Couldn't you manage to shield me from them?
Well, maybe, but I'll have to know what it's all about.
Well, I can tell you now. Later, I will. You'll have to trust me. Oh, I'm so alone and afraid. I got nobody to help me if you won't. Please trust me. Help me. Be generous, Mr. Spade.
You don't need much of anybody's help. You're good. It's chiefly your eyes, I think, and that throb you get in your voice when you say things like, be generous, Mr. Spade.
All right. I deserve that. But the lie was in the way I said it, not in what I said. You can leave if you like.
Oh, no, no. Not yet. I've got nothing against trusting you blindly, but I can't do you any good if I don't know what it's all about. For instance, I've got to have some sort of a line on your friend Thursby.
I met him in Hong Kong. We came here just last week.
Where? Not from Hong Kong?
No.
Where?
Well, I can't tell you.
Well, go on.
I needed him. I was completely dependent on him. He knew it. He took advantage of it to double-cross me.
How?
I can't tell you that either.
Well, why'd you want him shadowed?
I wanted to learn how far he'd gone, whom he was meeting.
Did he kill Archer?
Yes, certainly.
Well, Thursby had a Luger on his shoulder holster. Archer wasn't killed with a Luger.
Floyd always carried an extra revolver in his overcoat pocket.
Why all the guns?
He lived by them.
You picked a nice playmate. All right, let's have it now. How bad of a spot are you in?
As bad could be.
Physical danger?
Yes. I'm not heroic. I don't think there's anything worse than death.
Oh, shut up. You mean someone might kill you?
Yes, and they'll get me unless you help. You've got to help, do you hear? You've got to.
I said shut up. All right, I'll help you. And they'll probably give it to me too, huh? All right, so what? I guess I won't be the first guy who let a dame make a sucker out of him.
He's back again, Mr. Spade.
Who, Effie?
The fellow that was here this morning. Here's his card.
Joel Cairo. What is he, a character?
Mm-hmm. Foreign type. He smells like gardenia.
Gardenia, huh? Well, let's shoot him in, Effie.
Right. Will you come in, Mr. Cairo?
You're very kind, thank you.
Now, sit down, Mr. Cairo.
Thank you.
I'm Sam Spade. Something I can do for you, Mr. Cairo?
Yes, thank you. But first, may a stranger offer condolences for your partner's unfortunate death?
Thank you.
And may I ask, Mr. Spade, if there is a certain relationship between that and the death of the man Thursby? May I ask that?
No.
Beg your pardon. Mr. Spade, I'm trying to recover an ornament that has been, shall we say, mislaid. I thought and hoped that you could assist me.
Yeah?
The ornament is a statue of a black bird.
Yeah?
And I am prepared to pay, on behalf of the figure's rightful owner, the sum of $5,000 for its recovery and, what's the phrase? No questions will be asked.
Well, $5,000 is a lot of money. Come in.
Is there anything else you need from me, Mr. Spade?
Oh, no. Good night, Effie. And lock the door when you go, will you?
Good night.
Yes, Mr. Cairo, $5,000 is a very... What do you think you're doing?
I am pointing a revolver at a spot directly between your eyes. Will you please clasp your hands together at the back of your neck and do not move? I intend to search your office, and if you attempt to prevent me, I shall certainly shoot you.
All right, go ahead.
You will please stand. I shall make sure you are not armed.
Certainly. All right, Mr. Cairo, drop the gun. Please, drop it. Drop it, or do I twist your arm off at the elbow?
You! Here, take it.
Yeah, thanks. Now sit down over there and behave yourself.
You have bruised me, Mr. Spade.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess I got a little annoyed. I don't like guys who make phony offers of $5,000.
You are mistaken, Mr. Spade. That was and is a genuine offer.
Yeah?
And I am prepared to pay $5,000 for the figure's return. You have the figure?
No.
Then why did you risk serious injury to prevent my searching for it?
Well, I should just sit around and let people come in and stick me up? So the offer still goes, huh?
Most certainly.
Well, all right. Now let's put the cards on the table. Your first guess was that I had the bird. Now there's nothing to that. Now what's your second guess?
That you know where it is. Or at least that you know where to get it.
Well, you're not hiring me to do any murders or burglaries for you, but simply to get it back, if possible, in an honest, lawful way, right?
If possible. And, in any event, with discretion. I am at the Hotel Belvedere when you wish to communicate with me. Good evening, Mr. Spade.
So long. Oh, wait. You know a girl named Wonderly?
No. No, I do not.
LeBlanc?
No.
Well, how about Bridget O'Shaughnessy?
The Hotel Belvedere, Mr. Spade. Room 635.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, may I have my revolver back, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd forgotten it. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, will you please keep your hands behind your head? I still intend to search your office.
Well, I'll be. All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
Mr. Spade? Do you have any news for me?
Yeah, a little.
I mean, did you manage it so that the police won't have to know about me?
No, they won't for a while anyway.
Well, you won't get into any trouble. You won't, Mr. Spade.
Oh, I don't mind a reasonable amount of trouble.
Do sit down, please.
Do sit down, please. Now look, you aren't exactly the sort of person you pretend to be, are you?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Oh, schoolgirl manners, stammering, blushing and all that. Because if you are, honey, we'll never get any place. Now stop acting.
All right, I'm sorry.
Good. I saw Joel Cairo tonight.
You know him?
Only slightly.
What did he say?
About what?
About me?
Nothing.
Well, what did he talk about?
Well, he offered me $5,000 for the black bird.
Oh, did he? And what did you say?
Well, I said $5,000 is a lot of money.
It is. It is a lot more than I could ever offer you if I must bid for your loyalty.
Well, that's good. coming from you. Now, what have you given me besides $200? Have you given me any of your confidence, any of the truth?
Can you trust me a little longer?
Well, how much is a little? What are you waiting for?
Well, I must talk to Joel Cairo.
Well, you can see him tonight.
He can't come here. I can let him know where I am. I'm afraid.
Well, my place then. What about it?
All right, your place.
Good.
But wait, you'll have to let me go about this in my own way. You mustn't interfere.
Well, I'll just sit and listen while you talk over old times.
You're a strange person. I like you.
Yeah, well, don't overdo it. Sit down, Mr. Cairo. Sit down, Miss O'Shaughnessy.
I might advise you, Mr. Spade. There is a boy outside who seems to be watching the house.
Yes, I know. I spotted him.
What boy? Who is he?
Oh, I don't know. A gunman, I guess. He's been tailing me around town all evening.
Did he follow you to my apartment?
No, I shook him before that. Well, let's start the meeting.
I'm delighted to see you again, Miss O'Shaughnessy.
I was sure you would be, Joe.
Well, I'll mix a drink. Just go ahead, Bridget.
Mr. Spade told me about your offer for the Falcon. How soon can you have the money be ready?
It is ready.
In cash?
Oh, yes.
You ready to give us $5,000 if we turn over the Falcon to you?
I should be able to give you the money at, say, 10:30 in the morning.
But I haven't gotten the Falcon yet.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I'll have it in another week at the most.
So why must I wait a week?
Well, perhaps not a whole week.
And why, if I may ask, are you willing to sell it to me at all?
I'm afraid after what happened to Floyd. I'm afraid to touch it except to turn it over to somebody else right away.
Tell me, exactly what did happen to Floyd?
He was murdered by the Fat Man.
The Fat Man? Is he here?
I don't know. I suppose so. What difference does it make?
Oh, might make a world of difference.
Yes, you might be able to get around the Fat Man, Joel, as you did that one in Istanbul. What was his name? The one you did away with?
It's a lie. You dirty little...
Get away from her. Get away, do you hear? Now cool down.
This is the second time you have put your hands on me, Mr. Spade.
Well, try and make it the last. Now you better get out, Cairo. I'll call you tomorrow.
You're working for her now, is that it?
I'm working for myself. You want to withdraw your offer? Just say so.
The offer still stands.
Well, all right. Get out.
Very well. Good night, Mr. Spade.
Well, you've got some fine friends, Miss O'Shaughnessy. Do they always try to throttle you?
I suppose I ought to thank you.
Well, you've had your talk with Cairo. Now can you talk to me?
Well, it didn't work out the way I hoped. I'll have to go now.
Oh, no. Not until you've told me about it.
Am I a prisoner?
Maybe. Or maybe that kid outside hasn't gone home yet.
Do you think he's still there?
Likely.
I stay. For a while, anyhow.
Okay, now, what's this bird, this falcon that everybody's all steamed up about?
It's a black figure of a bird, a hawk or a falcon, about a foot high.
Well, what makes it so important?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me, but they promised me $5,000 if I had them get it from the man who had it.
That was in Istanbul?
Yes.
Well, go ahead.
That's all. They promised me the money to help them, and I did. Then we found out that Joel Cairo meant to desert us, taking the Falcon with him and leaving Floyd and me nothing. So we did exactly that to Mr. Cairo. But then I wasn't any better off than before, because Floyd hadn't any intention of keeping his promise to me about sharing equally. I've learned that by the time we got here.
What's the bird made of?
Porcelain or blackstone? I don't know.
You're a liar.
What?
A liar.
Yes, I am. I've always been a liar.
Well, don't brag about it. Is there any truth at all in that yarn?
Some. Not very much.
All right. We've got all night before us. I'll put some coffee on, and we'll try again.
Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired of lying and thinking up lies and not knowing what is a lie and what's the truth. Don't ask me. Please don't. If there's any kindness in you at all...
Now, what are you trying now? That's right. Turn on the beauty. Let your eyes get nice and starry. Put your arms around my neck and look pleadingly at me. Now, you're great. You think it's going to get you anyplace?
It couldn't. With you.
No? Well, don't be so sure.
On the trail of the Black Falcon, Sam Spade has followed nothing but blind alleys. But now a call comes from his secretary.
He was here twice, Mr. Spade. He wouldn't leave his name, though.
No place I can reach him?
He said something about the Hotel Berkeley.
Well, what did he look like, Effie? Can you describe him?
Well, that's easy enough. A big fella. About 270 pounds.
Yeah? The fat man.
In the lobby of the Hotel Berkeley, Sam Spade watches for the fat man, but he sees only the boy who's been following him for the last 3 days.
All right, son, where is he?
What?
Come on, where is he? You work for him, don't you?
Who?
The fat man. I want to speak with him.
What do you think you're doing, Jack? Kidding me?
I'll tell you when I am. You've been tailing around after me for 3 days, and I'm getting a little sick of it. You can tell that fat man I said so.
Hey, shove off!
You'll have to talk to me before you're through, sonny. So will he.
I said shove off!
And you can take your hand out of your pocket. Guns don't scare me.
Keep asking for it. You're gonna get it. Plenty.
People lose their teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, be polite. Now tell the fat man to call me and leave his name.
He says the boy gave him the message. Room 407, the Berkeley, this afternoon at 3.
Ah, Mr. Spade. Delighted to see you. Delighted.
How do you do, Mr. Gutman?
Sit down, my friend. We'll have a little drink.
Well, I can't stay long. Sorry, I've got an appointment at the district attorney's office.
So interesting. Say when, Mr. Spade?
I'll leave it to you.
Excellent, excellent. I distrust a man who says when if he's got to be careful not to drink too much. It's because he's not to be trusted when he does. You're a closed-mouthed man?
No, I like to talk. I enjoy it.
Better and better. I distrust a closed-mouthed man. He generally picks the wrong time to talk and says the wrong things. Well, sir, we'll talk.
That's swell. Will we talk about the Blackbird?
You're the man for me, sir. No beating about the bush, but right to the point. But first, sir, answer me a question. Are you here as Miss O'Shaughnessy's representative or Mr. Cairo's?
Well, there's nothing certain about it either way yet. It depends.
But which will you represent? It will be one or the other.
Not necessarily.
Who else is there?
Well, there's me.
Ah, wonderful, sir, wonderful. I do like a man who tells you right off that he's looking out for himself.
Let's talk about the Blackbird.
Let's. Mr. Spade... Have you any conception of how much money can be got for that Blackbird?
No.
If I told you half, you'd call me a liar.
No, not even if I thought so.
You know what the bird is made of, course.
No, I don't.
You don't? They didn't tell you that?
Well, I know what it's supposed to look like, and I know the value in human life you people put on it.
But Miss O'Shaughnessy didn't tell you what it is. And Cairo didn't either. But they must know what it is, or do they? What is your impression, sir?
Well, there isn't much to go by. Cairo wouldn't talk. The girl said she didn't know, but I took it for granted she was lying.
Then they don't know. I am the only one in this whole wide, wonderful world who does.
Well, that's great. When you've told me, that'll make two of us.
Mathematically correct, sir. But I don't know for certain that I'm going to tell you.
Now, don't be foolish. You know what it is. I know where it is. That's why I'm here.
Well, sir, where is it? There, you see? I must tell you things, but you refuse. That is hardly equitable, sir. No. I don't think we can do business along these lines.
You don't, huh? Well, think again, and think fast. I told that gunman of yours that you'd have to talk to me before you finished. Now, I tell you now that you'll do your talking today, or you're through. Now, what are you wasting my time for? I can get along without you. Now, talk. Talk.
Anything wrong, boss?
Come in, Wilmer.
Oh, yeah. Come in, sonny. Keep your hat off your gun or I'll knock your ears down.
Listen, you...
Wilmer. Just stand over there, Wilmer. Excitable young man, Mr. Spade.
Well, make up your mind, Gutman. While you're doing it, keep that gunsel away from me. I'll kill him.
Mr. Spade, I must say you've a most violent temper.
Well, think it over. You've got till 5:30. Then you're either in or out. For keeps.
Now look, Mr. Spade, I've got a murder on my hands. The boss is yelling for a conviction. We need your help. Now, who killed Floyd Thursby?
I don't know.
Perhaps you don't, but you could make an excellent guess.
Well, my guess might be excellent, or it might be crummy. But Mrs. Spade didn't raise any children dippy enough to make guesses in front of a district attorney and a stenographer.
Mr. Spade, I wish you wouldn't regard this as a formal inquiry. And please don't think that I have any belief in these theories that policemen seem to have formed. You see, they think you killed Thursby.
Yeah? Well, what's your theory?
Simple. Tell me who Archer was shadowing Thursby for, and I'll tell you the murderer.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Whether I'm wrong isn't for you to judge. I'm a sworn officer of the law, Mr. Spade. My duties...
I thought this was an informal talk.
It is, but I...
Well, then listen. The police think I'm mixed up in those killings. Well, my best chance of clearing myself is to bring in the murderers all tied up. My only chance of ever tying them up is by keeping away from you and the cops because you'd only gum up the works.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Spade.
And I don't want any more of these informal talks. You want to see me again, pinch me or subpoena me or something, and I'll come down with my lawyer. See you at the inquest.
Hey! You!
Well, hiya, son. Didn't expect to see you until 5:25. I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Hey, you keep riding me and they'll be picking iron out of your liver.
The cheaper the crook, the gaudier the patter. Gutman ready to talk?
He's waiting at the hotel. Get going!
Oh, they're on their way up now. Thank you. Oh. Hello, operator. I don't want to receive any calls for about an hour. Yes. Thank you.
Come on, get in, sonny.
Mr. Spade?
Here, Gutman. Here's your gunman six-shooter.
Well, what's this?
I took it away from him. I was afraid he might hurt himself.
I'll get you, Spade. Someday I'll get you. I'll get you right in the face.
Ah, get out of here.
Wait outside, Wilmer. By God, sir, you're a chap worth knowing. An amazing character. Here, I'll fix a drink for you.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, I owe you an apology.
Never mind that. Never mind. Let's talk about the bird.
All right, sir, let's. Mr. Spade, this is going to be the most astounding thing you ever heard.
Yeah?
What do you know, sir, about the Knights of Rhodes?
Nothing.
Well, they were crusaders, Mr. Spade. In 1539, these crusading knights persuaded the Emperor Charles V to give them the island of Malta.
Yeah?
He made but one condition. They were to pay him each year the tribute of a falcon in acknowledgement that Malta was still under Spain. Do you follow me?
Yeah, so far.
Well, sir, the knights were profoundly grateful to the Emperor for his generosity toward them.
Mm-hmm.
The very first year they sent him not an insignificant live bird, but a glorious golden falcon, encrusted from head to foot with the finest jewels in their coffers. Well, sir, what do you think of that?
I don't know.
These are facts, historical facts. They sent this jeweled bird to Charles, who was then in Spain. But it never reached Spain. A famous admiral of buccaneers took the knight's galley and the bird.
Mm-hmm.
In 1713, it turned up in Sicily. In 1840, it appeared in Paris.
Oh.
It had by that time acquired a coat of black enamel, so that it looked like nothing more than a fairly interesting black statuette. Then, in 1922, a Greek dealer named Charilaos found it in an obscure shop. No thickness of enamel could conceal value from his eyes. Drink up, sir.
Yeah, well, go on.
Well, sir, to hold it safe, Charilaos re-enameled the bird.
I see.
We got wind of his find, but when I arrived in Athens, I discovered that the bird was gone, and Charilaos murdered. That was over 20 years ago. Well, sir, it took me 20 years to locate that bird, but I did. I traced it to the home of a Russian general, one Kamenev, in Istanbul. I sent some agents to get it. Well, sir, they got it, and I haven't got it.
Where's Kamenev?
Oh, Kamenev. He died.
Very suddenly.
Yes, his heart.
Was there a knife in it or a bullet?
Your glass, sir. Thank you. And now, before we start to talk prices, how soon are you willing to produce the falcon?
Couple of days.
That's quite satisfactory. Well, sir, here's to a fair bargain. Drink up!
Well, what's your idea of a fair bargain?
$25,000 when you deliver the falcon to me, and another $25,000 later on. Or, I'll give you one quarter of what I realize on the falcon. That would amount to a vastly greater sum.
Hmm. How much greater?
Who knows? Shall I say 100,000? That would be the minimum.
Hmm. And, what's the maximum?
What would you say to a quarter of a million?
Well, then, you think the dingus is a...
What's the matter, Mr. Spade? Are you feeling ill?
I feel, What was in that drink?
The drink? Oh, I drugged it.
Yeah.
You'll be unconscious very shortly, Mr. Spade. You'd better lie down. I wouldn't want you to fall. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, Joel! Joel, come in.
Is he unconscious?
Yes, you know he's a very interesting person, Joel. The kind of man I enjoy working with.
When Sam Spade woke up, he was alone in the hotel room, pale and still shaking from the effects of the drug. He's gone to his office where Effie stares at him in alarm.
Mr. Spade, what happened to you?
I wouldn't know. I went visiting this afternoon with knockout drops and came to just a little while ago, all spread out on a man's floor.
Oh, who did it?
The fat man.
But why?
Didn't have a chance to ask. Evidently, he wanted me to get me out of the way or something.
But I don't get it. Hello? Yes? What? I can't hear you.
Who is it?
Give it to me again. Yes, I got that. Captain who? Jacoby. Yes. Hello? Hello? She's gone.
Who's gone? Who?
It was the O'Shaughnessy girl. She wants you... here's the address.
26 Ancho Street.
She's in some kind of trouble, Mr. Spade. She was telling me something about a captain? A ship captain named Jacoby. And then something happened to her.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. Like she was being choked.
What was that outside the door?
Well, I'll see. Yes, what do you... Oh!
Mr. Spade.
Who is it, Effie?
It's... I don't know. It's...
Mr. Spade.
Yes.
This package for you. She told me. For you.
What's the matter with you?
For you.
Mr. Spade. Mr. Spade.
Shut up. Lock the door.
Yes. Here.
Give me the scissors from the desk, will you? I want to see what's in this package.
Here. Is he dead?
Got about 4 slugs in him, that's all.
Oh.
Come on, pull yourself together.
I'm all right.
Well, now, we'll see if this is what I think it is. Yeah!
What is it?
We've got it. The Maltese Falcon.
The Falcon?
Look at it. The black bird. $1,000,000 under a coat of enamel.
She said there was a... That's what she tried to tell us. He must be Captain Jacoby.
Now listen, I've got to get to her. Soon as I've gone, phone the police. Tell them how it happened, but forget he brought a bundle. Here, get it straight now.
Yes.
I'll leave the bird in the safe. When I call you, bring it to that Ancho Street address. Got it?
Yeah.
And after you bring it to me, go out and call Dundee. Tell him to come on the run with about 6 cops. No mistakes, Effie. I may need them.
Just keep your hands up, Mr. Spade, and come in. Wilmer, shut the door. Well, sir, we're all here waiting for you. And now let's sit down, Mr. Spade, and be comfortable.
Sure.
Sam, I tried to call you. I wanted to tell you...
Oh, it's all right, honey. Take it easy.
But they've been holding me here all last night and today.
But you've come to no harm, Miss O'Shaughnessy, as yet. Oh, Mr. Spade, I believe you know Mr. Cairo.
Yeah?
How do you do?
And Wilmer, of course.
Hey, you carrying a rod? Let me see.
Get away. You're not going to frisk me.
Stand still.
Put your paw on me and I'm going to make you use that gun. Ask your boss if he wants me shut up before we talk.
Sit down, Wilmer. Mr. Spade, you're certainly a most headstrong individual. Well, let's talk.
Yeah. Are you ready to make the first payment and take the Falcon off my hands?
You're sure you have it?
Sam, have you?
I didn't this afternoon, but I have now.
Then I'm willing to pay. Joel... The money, please.
Oh, wait. There's another thing to be taken care of first. We've got to have a fall guy.
I beg your pardon.
Well, the police have got to have a victim. Somebody they can stick for those 3 murders.
2. Only 2 murders, Mr. Spade. Thursby undoubtedly killed by your...
All right. 2. The point is, I've got to come through with somebody, a victim, when the time comes. If I don't, I'll be it.
And whom do you recommend as this victim?
Oh, well, I'm not fussy. How about giving him Wilmer here? He'll do.
Why, you...
Get away, punk.
By God, Mr. Spade, you are a character.
Well, it's our best bet. If we turn him over, the cops will be happy. We'll be free as the air.
Well, what do you think of this Wilmer? Mighty funny, hmm?
Yeah, mighty funny.
Well, anyway, he killed Thursby, didn't he? He's made the order for the part.
Get up on your feet!
Go away, punk!
I've taken all the riding from you I'm gonna take. Get up and shoot it out!
Calm yourself, Wilmer. Mr. Spade, your plan is not at all practical. Let's not say anything more about it.
Well, all right. I've got another suggestion. Want to hear it?
Most assuredly.
Well, give them Joel Cairo.
Suppose we give them you, Mr. Spade, or Miss O'Shaughnessy. How about that?
Now look, you people want the Falcon. I've got it, and the Fall Guy's part of the price. As for Miss O'Shaughnessy, well, if you think she could be rigged for the part, I'm perfectly willing to discuss it with you.
Sam!
What's the matter?
You don't mean it. You couldn't.
No, because I don't think the cops will be happy, Angel. Well, personally, I see only one guy who's really right. And that's Wilmer.
I'll kill him! I'll kill him!
Stop it! Stop it! Do you hear me?
I'll let him go.
I told him to lay off of me! I warned him!
I hated to do that, but the punk had it coming to him. There's your fall guy, Mr. Gutman. What do you say?
I don't like it, sir.
Well, either you'll say yes right now, or I'll turn the Falcon and the whole lot of you in.
All right. You can have Wilmer. Carry him inside, Joel.
My secretary left an hour ago with the Falcon. She ought to be here in a few minutes. What about the money, Gutman?
In a few minutes. When she gets here.
Good enough. Now, let's get the details fixed. Now, why did Wilmer kill Thursby? And why and where did he shoot Captain Jacoby?
Well, I shall be candid with you, sir. Thursby was Miss O'Shaughnessy's ally. We believed that disposing of him would frighten Miss O'Shaughnessy into patching up her differences with us.
Well, that sounds all right. Now, Jacoby?
Captain Jacoby's death was entirely Miss O'Shaughnessy's fault.
That's a lie!
Well, tell me what happened.
Cairo saw in the newspaper that Jacoby's ship was arriving. He remembered that Jacoby and Miss O'Shaughnessy had been seen together in Hong Kong. Well, sir, he put two and two together and guessed the truth, that she had given the bird to Jacoby to bring here.
Yes, and at that juncture you decided to slip me the Mickey, huh?
Well, I'm sorry. There was no place for you in our plans, Mr. Spade. Mr. Cairo and Wilmer and I went to the boat to call on Captain Jacoby and Miss O'Shaughnessy. We persuaded Miss O'Shaughnessy to come to terms, or so we thought. Well, sir, we mere men should have known better. En route to my hotel, Captain Jacoby and the Falcon slipped completely through our fingers. Except that Wilmer put a few bullets in him while he was running away. Oh, by the way, you said Jacoby died?
Yes, but not until after he brought me the Falcon.
Ah, well, there's a bright side to everything, isn't there?
I'll get it. It's my secretary.
You don't mind if I go to the door with you?
All right, come on.
Mr. Spade?
Well, thanks a lot, Effie.
I wrapped it up again. Is there anything else?
No, thanks. Bye, Effie.
Goodbye, Mr. Spade.
Let's have it, Mr. Spade.
Now, easy, easy.
Let me see it quickly.
Here. I guess the pleasure ought to be Mr. Gutman's.
Yes, here it is. There you are, beauty.
Is it the Falcon? The original?
We will make sure. Your knife, Joel.
Here.
Thank you. Just a tiny cut in the enamel, and underneath we find...
Gutman, what's the matter?
It's a fake! It's lead! It's a fake!
But it can't be!
All right, O'Shaughnessy, you've had your little joke. Now tell us about it.
But no, Sam, no! That's the one I got from Kemidov, I swear!
You bungled it! Gutman, you and your stupid attempt to buy it! Kemidov got on and how valuable it was! He put a fake in its place!
Yes, that is Kemidov's hand. There's no doubt of it. Well, Joel, what do you suggest? Shall we stand here and shed tears and call each other names? Or shall we go to Istanbul?
Istanbul? You... You are still going to look for the falcon?
For 20 years I have wanted that little item and have been trying to get it. I'll go on trying.
Very well. I'll go with you.
Get Wilmer. We'll start tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Wilmer, why, he's gone.
What?
The window's open. He's gone.
Swell lot of thieves.
We have little enough to boast about, sir, but the world hasn't come to an end just because we've run into a little setback. I'm sorry about your money, Mr. Spade, but of course you didn't earn it.
Well, I held up my end. You got your falcon. Your hard luck, not mine. That wasn't what you wanted.
My hat, Joel.
Now, wait a minute.
Mr. Spade, it will be no good to argue. I haven't the money with me anyhow.
Well, I had an idea that was it.
Now, sir, we'll say goodbye to you. And since the shortest farewells are the best, adieu. And to you, Mr. O'Shaughnessy, I leave the lead falcon as a little memento. Adieu.
Sam? What are you going to do?
Nothing.
But those murders! You mixed up in them. You said yourself the police needed a victim. Call them now. Tell them about Gutman.
I don't have to call them. Gutman will be nailed before he goes a block. But when he's nailed, he'll talk. About you. Now we're sitting on the dynamite and we've only got a couple of minutes to get all set for the cops. Now give me all of it, fast. Talk!
Where shall I begin?
Well, the day you first came to my office. Why did you want Thursby shadowed?
I told you, Sam. I suspected him of betraying me and I wanted to find out.
Now that's a lie. You had Thursby hooked and you knew it. You wanted to get him out of the way before Jacoby came in with the bird, isn't that so?
Yes.
What was your scheme?
Well, I thought if he saw someone following him, he might be frightened into going away.
Well, then you must have told Thursby that Archer was following him.
Yes, I told him. But please believe me, Sam. I wouldn't have told him if I thought Thursby would kill him.
Well, if you thought he wouldn't kill Archer, you were right, Angel.
He didn't?
No. Archer'd been a cop too long to be caught like that in a blind alley with his gun tucked away on his hip and his overcoat buttoned. But he would have gone up there with you, Angel. He was just dumb enough for that.
Sam!
And then you could have stood as close to him as you liked in the dark and put a hole through him with a gun you'd gotten from Thursby that night.
Don't talk to me like that, Sam. You know I didn't.
Oh, shut up. This isn't the spot for the schoolgirl act. Why did you shoot him?
Oh, I didn't mean to at first. I didn't really, but when I saw that Thursby couldn't be frightened, I... Oh, Sam, darling.
Go on. When you found that Thursby didn't mean to tackle Archer, you borrowed the gun and did it yourself, right?
Yes.
You didn't know then that Gutman was here hunting for you until you heard Thursby had been shot. And then you knew you needed another protector, so you came back to me.
Yes, but Sam, it wasn't only that. I would have come back to you sooner or later. From the very first minute I saw you, I knew that I...
Oh, you angel. Well, if you get a good break, you'll be out of San Quentin in 20 years. You can come back to me then.
What? Oh, no. You're not going to...
I'm going to send you over.
Oh, no. Don't, Sam. Don't say that.
You're taking the fall, darling.
You're doing this to me? Don't you understand, Sam? I'm in love with you.
That's great.
But you can't. You can't.
Yes, I can. You killed a man, darling, remember?
You know deep down in your heart. You know that in spite of everything I've done, I love you.
I don't care who loves who. I'm not going to play the sucker. I won't walk in Thursby's and I don't know how many others' footsteps. You killed Miles and you're going over for it.
Sam!
That's the cops.
Don't let them in, please.
Sit tight, honey.
Sam!
Hello, Spade.
Come in. You get the fat boy?
Yeah, we got him. The kid, too.
Oh, swell. Here's another one for you. She killed Miles.
Can you prove it?
Can I, Miss O'Shaughnessy? Can I prove it? Go on, tell them.
Yes.
All right. Come on.
So long, Miss O'Shaughnessy.
This doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
Maybe, but you're going anyway. But chances are you'll get off with 20 years. If you do, I'll wait for you. And if they hang you, Angel, I'll always remember you.
Thank you for listening to the KPIP Players production of the great classic The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett. Our cast was directed by David Holman. Lieutenant Dundee was played by John Tinker, Sam Spade by Josh Kirby, Captain Pullhouse was played by David Holman, and Effie, Girl Friday to Sam Spade, was played by Bridget Hussey. Miss Wonderly, a.k.a. Miss Bridget O'Shaughnessy, was played by Yvonne Gust. Joel Cairo was played by Rachel Steele. The Gunsel Wilmer was played by John Tinker, who also voiced the character for Mr. Miles Archer. the unfortunate Mr. Miles Archer. The district attorney was played by David Holman, and the fat man was played by Jeffrey Graham.